CO, hi, I'm Tracy Sorrell, poet and children's book author of the forthcoming nonfiction picture book, Classified, The Secret Career of Mary Golda Ross, Cherokee Aerospace Engineer, illustrated by award-winning Métis artist, Natasha Donovan, to be released on March 2nd, 2021 by Millbrook Press. This book features another hidden figure of the space race, Mary Golda Ross, the first Native female engineer in the United States and Lockheed Corporation's first female engineer, period. The book centers on how the teachings of Mary's Cherokee culture and her family established the foundation for all the contributions that Mary makes to the field of mathematics and aerospace engineering throughout her career and into her retirement. I read through the books she referenced and studied her beautifully handwritten equations, which filled numerous notebooks. All of her non-classified items are housed in the archives of Northeastern State University, her undergraduate alma mater in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, which is also the capital of the Cherokee Nation. That school she attended is referenced in this excerpt that I'll read now. Young Mary Golda Ross pushed her pencil across the page. Puzzling out math equations made her happy. Teenage girls in the 1920s, though, weren't expected to enjoy or excel in math or science. But Mary did, and she blazed a trail for others. In the hills of northeastern Oklahoma, Mary's Cherokee tribe provided education for everyone. Her great-great-grandfather, John Ross, had served as principal chief of the Cherokee Nation. He helped create a school that later became a state teacher's college, which Mary began attending at age 16. When the boys refused to sit next to the only girl in math class, it motivated her to get better grades than they did. And Mary didn't stop there. Classified continues, shining a light on the life and work of this incredibly intelligent, humble, and generous Cherokee woman. Readers will find someone who never sought the limelight, made significant contributions to her field, and what I find most important, reached out to recruit other women and citizens from Native nations to pursue careers in math and science. That's a message that's still highly relevant today, and I hope you'll add it to your collections in March. Wado, thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Learner Podcast. Tune in again next time for more author interviews and the stories behind the books.